Vasudevaya. Varhayate te nayane naranam. Ani Vishnor nanirikshato ye. Padavranam tal druma janmad bhajao.
Not look at the symbolic representations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, his forms, name, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of the peacock, and the legs which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered are considered to be like tree trunks.
译文：眼睛如果不用来看人格守神， Vishnu 的代表特征， 他的形象， 名字 和品质等， 就无异于孔雀羽毛上的那些图案。 腿如果不用来走向圣地， 记忆至尊主的地方， 被认为等同于树干。 要旨： 经典特别强调， 居士奉献者要崇拜神像， 只要有可能， 每一位居士都必须在灵性导师的指导下， 按Vaishnava Tantra 或往事书 Purana 等伟达经典的推荐， 在家中安置 Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana 或特别 Shita Ram 等形象的Vishnu神像， 或者崇拜至尊主的 Nishinha, Varaha, Goranitai, Matsya, Kuma 和 Shalagram Shila 等其他形象， 以及 Trivikram, Keshava, Achyuta, Vasudeva, Narayana 和 Damodara 等 Vishnu 的其他形象。居士一家人在崇拜神像时，应该严格遵守崇拜神像的规则和指示 Archanvidhi。年龄在十二岁以上的家属成员应该接受一位真正的灵性导师的启迪。家里所有的人都应该每天从凌晨4点开始到晚上10点为止为至尊主做服务，而服务的内容包括清晨吉祥丁灯仪 Mangala Arati， 在神像面前挥舞灯光 Niranjana，服侍神像 Archana， 崇拜神像 Puja， 集体吟唱圣名 Kirtana， 给神像穿衣打扮 Shringara， 下午供奉食物 Boga Vaikali， 黄昏吉祥灯仪 Sandhya Arati， 引诵经 Pata， 晚上供奉食物 Boga， 就寝前吉祥灯仪 Sayana Arati 等。在真正的灵性导师下这样崇拜神像，将有助于居士净化自己，迅速增加灵性的认识。光是书本上的理论知识对新奉信者来说是不足够的，书本上的知识是理论，而崇拜神像的程序是实践，理论和实践相结合才能培养灵性的知识，那是伟大灵性完美的保证。出席奉献者做奉爱服务必须先接受一位经验丰富的灵性导师的训练，只有真正的灵性导师才知道怎样带着他的门徒在重返家园回归守神的道路上向前迈进。人不应该为了支付家庭开支而假冒灵性导师赚钱，必须成为一名经验丰富能把门徒从死亡的控制下拯救出来的灵性导师。圣 Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 给真正的灵性导师下了定义，其中一节诗是这样描述的。诗中的梵文 Sri Vigraha 一词是指符合经典要求的至尊主神像 Acha， 门徒应该通过给神像穿衣打扮有规律的崇拜神像，应该清洁神庙。灵性导师仁慈地教出席奉献者做所有这些，帮助他觉悟至尊主超然的名字特性和形象等。只有全神贯注地为至尊主服务，特别是装饰庙宇，再加上唱诵圣名和遵守经典所给予的灵性训示，才能够使普通人免受令人憎恶的电影及收音机里播放的色情歌曲的吸引。人如果没有能力在家里建庙堂供奉神像，就应该到认真在做上述所有服务的其他奉献者家中的庙堂里去，到奉献者精心设置的圣洁而又优美高雅的神庙里去，观看被奉献者打扮得雍容华丽的至尊主的形象，能自然而然地使人的世俗心中感受到灵性的鼓舞。人们应该拜访像 Vrindavan 那样神圣的地方，那里有这种神庙以及持之以恒的神像崇拜。过去所有的君王和富有的商人都在六 Goswami 等至尊主干练的奉献者的指导下兴建神庙，普通人有责任追随伟大的奉献者，充分利用神圣之地，这些神庙及当地举行的节日庆典给我们提供的便利条件来觉悟自我。人不该抱着观光的态度去游访这些神圣的圣地，相反必须在懂得灵性科学的人的指导下去朝拜那些因为至尊主超然的逍遥时光而变得永垂不朽的神庙和圣地。梵文称这些阿努布拉扎那努布拉扎，及其中的阿努的意思是追随，因此包括朝拜神庙和圣地在内的事情最好都遵循真正的灵性导师的教导，不这样做的人无异于受至尊主的惩罚一直站着不动的树，因为人所具有的走动倾向被误用来去观光游览了。拜访伟大的 灵性导师 Acharya 所确认的圣地，可以最大限度地满足人的旅游倾向。况且这样做就不会被没有灵性知识但只是想赚钱的无神论者所做的宣传误导了。译文：眼睛如果不用来看人格守神 Vishnu 的代表特征，他的形象、名字和品质等，就无异于孔雀羽毛上的那些图案。腿如果不用来走向圣地、记忆至尊主的地方，被认为等同于树干。
The title of this chapter is Pure Devotional Service, The Change of Heart.
这一章节的标题是纯粹奉献服务内心的变化。
The earlier two chapters of this second canto.
在这个第二篇的前两章节
are taking the hearer, that's us, from the stage of just the beginning formation of a conception of God as a person.
那么把听众，就像我们这样的听众，从对至尊主的最初的这种概念，对神的最初的概念。
Then gradually forming an impression of the Supreme who is situated within the heart.
然后逐渐地让听众认识到了至尊主处在我们的心中。
The localized feature of the Supreme.
就是至尊主的区域化的形象，区域化特征。
And this third chapter of Canto 2 carries the reader or the listener to a personal conception of the Supreme.
那么在第三章这一章节把听众逐渐地引向了至尊主的人格特征。
And in that personal conception of the Supreme,
至尊主的人格特征、人格概念。
Devotional service begins.
在这个时候认识到了这一点，奉献服务就开始了。
Devotional service means using the senses in the service of the master of the senses.
那么奉爱服务就意味着用把一个人的感官从事于对感官之主的服务。
This is the definition given by Narada Muni.
这是 Narada Muni 下的定义。
Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhaktir Uchate. We use our senses in the service of the master of the senses.
我们把感官用来服务感官之主。
But these verses that we're reading now are describing how to use our various sensesin the service of the master of the senses.
然后这个世界就告诉我们如何把我们的感官去服务于感官之主。
We heard how one should use one's decorated head with crown and turban by bowing before the deity form of the Lord.
我们昨天说到了如何把头上饰的皇冠还有这些头部的这个头颅去顶拜至尊主。
Nrisimha Maharaj and I had a short discussion after yesterday morning's class and we decided I would share this little detail with you.
然后昨天早上早课之后我和Nrisimha Maharaj之间进行了一点讨论我们来分享一下。
For those of you that were here yesterday morning,
昨天早上参加早课的人
you will recall Maharaj describing visiting a place where there are some deities,
然后昨天我们都录下了音就是神像的崇拜
and somebody brought some family members before the deity
然后家人呢会把自己的有人奉献者会把家人带来去觐见神像
and in a stern voice they said bow down, bow down, bow down
昨天尼西哈马哈拉就给我们讲了说这个人告诉他的家人对他们强烈的说顶拜顶拜顶拜
You remember that?
你们还记得这个吧？
So we discussed afterwards.
后来我们两人之间进行了讨论。
It was nice the person bowed down.
当然了，人们顶拜这是很好。
But sometimes when people are told in a stern voice to follow some rule or regulation,
但是如果有的时候人以这种很命令式的口吻 要去给发出命令说要顶拜。
Instead of bowing down, they get offended, they go away, and we'll never see them again.
然后有的时候呢，如果以这种命令式的口吻要别人去顶拜，有的人就认为自己被就是被冒犯了或是侵犯了，然后呢他不会顶拜，他反而会转身就走了，再也不来了。
Maharaj commented to me when he heard the description, that's what he thought also. Oh, this isn't very good how they said bow down.
然后后来 Maharaj 他也是这么想的，我们应该 如何以什么样的口吻去说顶拜。
We want to encourage people, not force people. That's the idea.
我们应该是去鼓舞人们，鼓励人们，而不是强迫人们。
I'll tell a little Prabhupada story.
我给大家讲一个释迦帕帕德的故事。
It fits this particular point.
这是跟这个跟相紧紧相关的。
In the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement.
在 Hare Krishna 运动一开始初期。
Prabhupada's presentation is very simple.
释迦帕帕德他的这个展示的方式非常的简单。
Lots of kirtan.
有去举行很多的 kirtan.
Speaking briefly.
非常简洁的进行讲演。
And lots of prasadam.
而且提供大量的 prasadam.
And he did that for a long time.
他这样做了很长的时间。
And by doing that, gradually the devotees came to a stage, they became purified.
然后呢，他通过这么做呢，很多人他们就逐渐逐渐的得到净化。
It took a while because they were very covered.
然后但
It took a while to become purified because they were very covered.
因为他们受的覆盖太深了，所以呢就得花一点时间得到净化。
So one day the temple president Brahmananda.
有一次 Brahmananda 他当时是一个神庙的主持庙长。
In a private discussion with Prabhupada,
然后他私下里和释迦帕帕德进行谈话。
He asked a question.
他向释迦帕帕德问了一个问题。
Prabhupada, shouldn't we be following some rules?
然后他问释迦帕帕德，难道我们不要去遵守一些规则吗？
In a soft voice, Prabhupada said, "Yes."
释迦帕帕以非常柔和的口吻说，是的，我们是要遵守一些规则。
Tomorrow, I'll give you some regulations to follow.
明天我要给你讲一些规则，要遵守的规则，规范原则。
The next day, Prabhupada put on the bulletin board in his own handwriting the four regular principles.
然后呢，第二天早上，释迦帕帕德就在这个黑板上讲到，就写上了要遵守的规范守则。
It's a famous document.
这是一个非常有名的
document.
这是一个非常简单的一个纸。
It was in Prabhupada's own hand.
就在释迦帕帕手里拿着。
And he put the Hare Krishna mantra in his own handwriting.
然后呢，他就是手写上了 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
So that's not where Prabhupada began. It's after some time, then some regulations. He didn't begin with regulations. Follow this, do this, don't do that.
啊，然后他一开始就是说，我们应该这么没一开始没有这么说，我不应该这么做，也不应该那么做。
In time that came.
然后逐渐的是在恰当的时候是提出了这一点。
So we should be careful when we're encouraging people to follow some rule.
所以呢，当我们要去鼓励别人去遵守规范守则的时候，应该一定要非常小心谨慎。
Here's another little story.
还有一个小故事。
One time I was visiting a place, someone's home.
有一次我去一个家里人去拜访一个家。
The program was over.
那个时候呢，节目已经结束了。
And I had left something, my glasses case or something in the house.
然后呢，我就把我的这个可能是眼镜盒留在了他们家，落在了他们家。
And we had gotten to the car to leave.
然后那个时候我就已经进上车准备离开了。
And then I remembered the glasses case.
然后呢我就想起来了我的眼镜盒。
So I asked the person who was with me.
然后我就告诉跟我在一起的人。
If you'd like, can you get the glasses case? It's right by where I was sitting.
如果你愿意的话，你能不能够把我刚才坐在那个我落在我刚才坐的那个位置上的眼镜给我拿过来。
But I knew the devotee was this kind of devotee. There's some service, and I don't see anybody else, just service. So I said, please don't knock anybody over when you go to get the glasses.
但是我的印象当中就是这个奉献者是这样的一个人他眼里就是除了这个服务没有其他的
He didn't hear what I said.
所以呢,
He didn't hear anything.
他就没有听进去我说的
He was thinking service.
然后他就想了这个服务 他就想了服务, 没有别的
But there are others that are also doing service.
但是其他人也在做服务
But he couldn't see others doing their service.
但是呢,
his service.
他只是专注于自己的, 他只是因为想了自己的服务, 而没有看到其他人也在做服务。
So he ran right through everybody, left his shoes on, went right to the temple room, got the glasses, and came back, and here's your glasses, Maharaj.
然后呢, 他就穿着鞋, 冲向了庙里, 然后就在把他那个纳的眼镜的那个地方, 去到那个纳下眼镜盒的那个地方, 拿着那个眼镜盒, 就冲了出来, 然后走到Maharaj面前, 说, 这是您的眼镜Maharaj。 眼镜盒.
Like yesterday, utsaha mai, very over enthusiastic to do something without any regard for other devotees and standards and rules.
所以呢，他就像是 utsaha mai 那样的一位奉献者，他完全是就是热情高涨的，从事这种一时冲动、热情高涨的从事服务，而眼里没有其他人。 没有看到其他的奉献者也在追随规范守则，也在从事服务。
So I spoke very softly and said, "You can't do like this."
然后呢，我就告诉，我非常柔和的告诉他说，你不要这么做。
Because he was the kind of devotee I couldn't chastise him strongly, he would have broken.
因为你是这样的，如果我以强烈的词语去批评你的话。 他可能心里就崩溃了
So it's important for us practicing devotees to know what scripture says and to do things in a careful way
所以呢我们需要练习如何按照经典以非常小心翼翼的方式去追随经典的训示指导
In this morning's verse there are two main things that are spoken about
那么在今天早上的这个诗节里讲到了两点
One is the role of the eyes and the other is the role of the legs
那么其中讲到了眼睛要追随的规范守则 还有腿
The stage of perfection of all the limbs of the body is found in Maharaj Ambarish
那么我们用我们肢体的各个部分 去达到一种完美的境界 Ambarish Maharaj 在这方面是一个完美的例子
Because he also had a deity
因为他也有神像
He was a Krishna Bhakta
他是Krishna Bhakta Krishna的奉献者
So he had a deity of Krishna
所以呢他有Krishna的神像
And every day he would use his legs to go to the temple
他每天用他的腿走到庙宇
And with his eyes he would see the deity
他用他的眼睛去看神像
And with his hands, he would cleanse the deity of the flora, the air, the temple. Personally, he did it.
所以他用他的手亲自去打扫神庙的地板。
Like Maharaj was describing yesterday in the verse.
就像是昨天 Maharaj 就昨天上课的一个诗节的内容所讲到的。
But I want to emphasize one thing by making reference to Maharaj Ambarish.
但是呢，在引述 Ambarish Maharaj 的例子的时候，我想强调一点。
The first thing that he did was
他做的第一件事情是
fix his mind upon the personality of Godhead in a humble mood
他是以谦卑的心态让自己的心意完全专注于冥想至尊歌手神
It should be a standard that we all follow
这是我们应该追随的标准
Fix your mind in a humble mood upon the lotus feet of the Lord and then we do our practical services
我们应该首先让我们的内心完全专注于至尊主的 Krishna的莲花足 然后做其他的服务
Because otherwise there can be a tendency to just do things mechanically
那么可能会有这样的一个倾向 就是做服务的时候是机械的去做
With our body worshipping the deity and our mind is somewhere else
我们的感官在从事着崇拜神像 但是心意却飘到别的地方去了
In the purport, Prabhupada speaks about household or devotees.
那么在要旨里面，释迦帕帕德提到了居士奉献者。
And looking around the room, my guess is there's a number of household or devotees.
然后我看一看在座的各位，大部分都是居士。
So this is especially spoken to you all.
所以呢，这个师节呢，尤其是对你们而说。
The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they also worship deities, and Brahmacharis may worship deities, but especially it's recommended for householders.
然后在文达文的六 Goswami 还有那些 Brahmachari 们，他们也崇拜神像，但是这一世界特别的是为居士而讲述。
Prabhupada writes, as far as possible, every householder must install the deity.
在释迦帕帕德在要旨里面说到了，只要可能，那么每一位居士都应该在自己的家中安放神像。
Here's a word of caution.
这里面引述了一个词。
Be qualified before you begin deity worship.
那么在崇拜神像之前要具备这种资格。
To say that you should do something may require first preparing and qualifying yourself to do that something.
那么我们在做一件事情之前，首先要做准备，让自己具备这种从事这种服务的资格。
Therefore, in homes, having pictures instead of the deity form in the beginning is common.
那么在一开始的时候，通常是在崇拜神像之前，家里的神坛上会放上神像的照片。
Because one can easily make offense in deity worship.
因为在崇拜神像的过程当中很容易做出冒犯。
And that can cause a problem.
而且如果做出冒犯的话，就会引起麻烦，引起问题。
So qualify oneself.
所以首先要使自己具备资格。
And how are we to understand how to qualify ourselves?
而且要去明白如何使自己具备资格。
Three times in the purport, Prabhupada says, by the direction of the spiritual master.
释迦帕帕德在要旨里面三次强说到了在灵性导师的指导下。
Consider how many times in Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada says the same thing.
那么我们再想一想，在博迦梵歌里面，释迦帕帕德他多少次说到了同样一点。
One day I'll do a numerical count of how many times Prabhupada uses that phrase in Bhagavad Gita purport.
有一次我还特意的算了算，释迦帕帕德关于这一点在博迦梵歌里说到了多少次。
Many, many times.
他说了很多很多次。
Because it's very important.
因为这一点是非常重要的。
We should execute the regulations of bhakti with proper guidance.
所以呢，我们应该是在正确的指导下非常精确的追随规范守德。
Now the spiritual master may give the assignment to someone to oversee some devotee and you please guide them in deity worship or some aspect of devotional service. The spiritual master may assign someone the responsibility.
然后灵性导师他会给出这个责任。
To guide another devotee or disciple in the details of deity worship.
然后呢去指导门徒或者奉献者在从具体的去崇拜神像。
That's exactly how Prabhupada guided us.
这就是释迦帕帕德如何指导我们的。
He didn't go teach every pujari in ISKCON how to do deity worship.
那么他实际上没有告诉，不是说是亲自告诉 ISKCON 的每一个 pujari 怎么样去崇拜神像。
He personally instructed some devotees.
他是亲自的去指导某一些奉献者。
And then he instructed those devotees.To teach others.
然后呢他去教导这些奉献者，就是向他学习神像崇拜的奉献者去把这个教导传播给其他的人。
That example is under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master.
那么这就是在一位真正灵性导师指导下的一个例子，一个榜样。
But we should do things under guidance.
所以呢我们必须要在指导下去从事。
Maharaj and I have noticed a few things in the deity worship that should be corrected.
那么 Maharaj 和我在这里注意到了，在崇拜神像的过程当中，有一些地方需要纠正的。
And when you similarly do deity worship in your home,
当你同样在家里崇拜神像的时候，
it should be with proper standards and proper guidance.
那必须要有正确的指导，应该跟随更正确的指导 追随正确的标准。
Here's a comment from my position as a GBC.
那么在这里，我就是作为 GBC 成员，我这有一个。
One of the responsibilities that Prabhupada repeatedly said for GBC.
那么有一次呢，释迦牟尼帕德一再重，就是不断的重复讲到了 GBC 的一个责任。
Is to see that proper standards of morning classes.Deity worship, following the chanting of rounds and regular principles, it's part of a duty of a spiritual master, I mean of a GBC.
那么 GBC 它其中就是有一个责任，就是要去监督庙宇里面的这个崇拜的标准，每天早上的这种唱念诵情况等等这方面的活动。
I'll just take North America as an example.
那么我现在呢，把那个北美国北部作为一个例子。
Prabhupada installed many deities.
他在那里树立了很多的神像。
And after his departure, additional deities were installed.
那么在他隐居之后呢，还有一些神像也被树立起来。
But I'll just share with you that the standards that Prabhupada gave have gone down.
那么我给大家就是。想跟大家一起分享的时候，这一点就是在那个时候，帕帕隐居之后，神像崇拜的标准减弱了，所以这是令人心痛的一点。
Devotees can be very enthusiastic to install deities.
那么，奉献者一开始非常热情高涨的去树立神像。
But to maintain that standard over 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whoa, that's a big responsibility.
但是要想维系好这个崇拜神像的标准，要经过十年、二十年、三十年，这是要有，这是一个相当有耐心的一个过程。
So in North America, we have established a minister of deity worship for North America.
所以呢，我们在北美呢就建立了这样的一个部，就是崇拜神像部。
And he.Periodically goes to visit each of the temples in North America, not every year, but in rotation.
然后他们就是每年都会去到北美的每座庙里去巡视。
And he examines firsthand the standards that are being followed.
然后呢，去考察那里的神像崇拜的标准是否正确的追随。
And he appreciates the things that are done nicely and lets them know something that's not being done nicely needs to come up.
然后呢，他就去，就说如果那些做得很好的地方，他们会予以欣赏表扬；如果那些做得不好的地方，那么他们就会去帮助他们去改善。
Now we'll talk about China for a moment.
所以我现在就想到了中国关于神像崇拜。
You can't have temples in the same way we can in America.
那么在中国现在呢，这个庙宇没有像在北美那样的庙宇。
But there's deities.
但是呢，有神像，同样的有神像。
And you have homes.
而且我们都有各自的家。
And you can have some deity in your home in course of time.
所以呢，可能在一定的时候，家里也会树立神像。
But it's a very serious thing to have deities in your home or in the temple.
那么在神庙里树立神像，在家里树立神像是一件非常严肃的事情。
So proper standards should be followed.
所以呢，我们必须要追随正确的标准。
First, we need to know what those standards are.
所以首先我们要知道标准是什么。
And then we have to maintain them, establish them, and maintain them over a long period of time.
而且我们应该长时间的去维系这个标准。
Many of you have children.
在座的有些人有孩子。
One nice thing is eventually children grow up.
所以呢，那么就是这个孩子，他终有要好好的成长。
And then they leave home and go to their own home.
然后呢，这孩子长大了以后，他们会离开家，会组建自己的家。
But deities don't do that.
但是神像不会这么做。
They don't grow up.
他们不会成长。
And then
他不会长大。
Go to school, get a job, get married, and go somewhere else.
但是神像他不会说是啊，上学长大，然后毕业，然后找工作。然后有自己的家。
That's even more serious than having a child.
所以呢，这比养孩子更加的严肃。
For other reasons too, because the deity is Krishna.
因为还有一个还有一点一个要点是神像就是 Krishna.
You get the idea.
你们都有这个概念是吧？
Take it very seriously.
所以呢，我们必须要非常认真的对待。
Qualify yourself first.
啊，首先要使自己具备资格。
Take permission from your spiritual master before installing a deity in your home.
然后在家里树立神像之前，首先取得灵性导师的允许。
Learn the proper standards.
要去了解崇拜神像的正确的标准。
And maintain the proper standards.
而且需要好好的维系这个崇拜的标准。
That is very nice.
这样才能够做好。
Now a few other points from the purport.
那么从这个要旨里面还有其他的几个要点。
Prabhupada explains that deity worship is practical, whereas book knowledge is theoretical.
那么实际上，释迦牟尼帕德说到了神像崇拜，那一定要是理论和实践相结合。
That doesn't mean that the Srimad Bhagavatam is dead, it's nice, but important is deity worship. That's not the meaning.
那么并不是说是在理论上，佛家瓦坛里面说到。神像崇拜非常的重要，不是说只是理论上的。
What it means is they're both very important. Deity worship should go along with the hearing and discussing of topics of Krishna.
那么实际上做崇拜神像的时候，同时也要非常非常具体的去讨论聆听讲述 Krishna 的讯息。
Here's a different way that Prabhupada said the same thing.
那么是他以另外一种方式讲到了同一个要点。
Our path of Krishna consciousness has two sides or two tracks.
或者说是我们 Krishna 知觉的道路有两个轨道。
The main and most important one is hearing and chanting.
那么其中的一条轨道主要的就是唱诵聆听。
That's the Bhagavat Marg or the path of Srimad Bhagavatam, the path of devotional service. Hearing and chanting is so important.
那么这就是 Bhagavat Mart 就是佛家瓦坛奉爱服务的道路是主要聆听和唱诵
There's another side or another track
或者是还有另一个轨道
And that's called the Panchalatrika Mart or the path of deity worship
它就被称为 Panchalatrika
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 You gotta practice your Sanskrit Panchalatrika means deity worship.
那么 Panchalatrika 的意思是崇拜神像。
And first and foremost is the hearing and chanting.
那么实际上最为重要的是唱诵聆听。
That brings purification.
这会使一个人得到净化。
It also brings awakening of the desire to serve.
那么这也会唤起一个人去服务的愿望。
It creates a clearer understanding of the goal of devotional service and the object of devotional service.
这就会让人很清晰我们的奉献服务的目标。
And then the deity worship fixes all of that upon the object Krishna.
那么实际上是崇拜神像，它的焦点就是集中在神像 Krishna.
In the beginning stages, it's simply practice or sadhana bhakti.
那么在一开始的时候初级阶段就是练习当中的奉献服务 Sadhana Bhakti
Both are elements of Sadhana Bhakti
那么实际上这两者都是 Bhakti 的元素
Of the two, the more important is hearing and chanting
那么在这两者当中最为重要的就是聆听唱诵
But the deity worship complements the hearing and chanting very nicely
那么神像崇拜呢能够帮助一个人非常好的做到聆听和唱诵
As Prabhupada saying, it's very practical.
就像释迦帕帕德说到了，是非常实际的。
It keeps us very regulated, because every morning at the same time, we perform our deity worship.
这会让我们生活过得非常的有规律，因为我们每天的神像崇拜的时间都是一样的。
This establishes goodness in the nature of our lifestyle.
那么实际上，这就是处在使一个人处在善良形态当中，让一个人有一个良好的生活习惯。
Regulation is a feature of goodness.
那么就是有规律、规范、守则、受到约束，这是处在善良形态当中。
Cleanliness is another feature of goodness.
那么还有清洁是善良形态的另一个特征。
And deity worship requires great standards of cleanliness.
那么崇拜神像的 它的要求是要有非常高标准的清洁。
Many parts of the purport here, Prabhupada is speaking of details, all Sanskrit terms of how one can do details of deity worship.
那么在这个章节当中的要旨里面，释迦牟尼佛得非常详细的描述了我们做到这一点的各个程各个过程。
Just reading the list, it kind of makes your head spin. It's such a long list.
那么在这里面，他列举了长长的一大段，一串。
The idea is.One can be fully engaged morning till night in just worshiping the deity and do nothing else.
那么在这里面说到了一个人要从早到晚的完全专注于崇拜神像。
Where there are temples, some devotees, that's their primary service.
那么在一些神庙当中，这是奉献，这是一些奉献者的主要的服务。
Prabhupada said.
帕帕说道。
For worship of Radha and Krishna, there should be 7 full-time brahmanas.
Seven full-time brahmanas. 那么释迦牟尼佛说了，崇拜 Radha Krishna 神像要有七个全职的brahmana.
That includes the cooks.
这包括这个包括做饭的。
Because
厨师包括厨师。
Informal ISKCON temples.The Radha Krishna deity worship standard is very high.
因为在我们 ISKCON 的这种 Radha Krishna 的正式的这种崇拜、的标准是非常高的。
So you get the idea. It's again, it's a very serious matter to have deities.
所以呢，我再重复一遍，这个崇拜神像是非常严肃的事情。
References made in the purport to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's description of serving the spiritual master.
那么在要旨的里面，Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 引述了一个师姐给真正的灵性导师下了一个定义。
One of the verses that we sing every morning at Mangalarti.
那么我们每天在 Mangalarti 的时候都唱到这样的一个诗节。
Teaches us that the spiritual master is very pleased when he sees his disciple engaged in deity worship.
那么当灵性导师看到门徒去崇拜神像的时候，他非常的满意，高兴。
It replaces one from it takes one's attention away from the corrupt.Forms of activities that are engaged in material life.
那么呢，就会把一个人的感官从那些世俗的活动当中给转变过来。
Srila Prabhupada wrote this purport in 1960s.
那么，Srila Prabhupada 在1960年的时候写下了这样的要旨。
So here he's speaking about cinema and radio.
然后呢，所以你呢？他在这里面说到了，同样的，又是收音机里播放出来的那些歌曲。
Technology has really advanced.
那么现在的科技非常发达。
And there are so many things to capture the attention beyond radio and cinema.
那么现在呢，有这么多的这个电影院，还有这个收音机，把一个人的感官完全的俘虏了。
And it's not rare to see.People totally absorbed in their little technology device.
而且我们可以看到，这个人们完全是沉迷于这种高科技的这些东西、这些产品啊，已经司空见惯的事情了。
In fact, it's shocking to see how people do that.
而且人们这样沉迷的这种程度，简直是让人惊讶。
I could spend a half an hour having just laugh and laugh and laugh about.Things that I see in the course of travel and how businessmen in suits are just totally absorbed in little video games like this as they're waiting for the plane to take off and as soon as the plane comes down they're playing the video game again.
那么我可以用半个小时的时间可以来跟大家一起来分享我在旅行过程当中看到人们是如此的沉迷于那些这些所谓的这些科技的产品，例如他们就像那个手机上的一些游戏，好像一清早一起来就会打起来，就开始玩，在那里沉迷于其中。
Some people have 3 of those devices.
而且甚至有的人有三个 三个词系。
They're sitting in the airplane.
他们就是坐我那个时候我坐在飞机上。
One has got a movie.
然后呢，他们一看到电影。
Another has got the television.
然后有一个人呢，他看电视。
Another is a video game.
然后有一个人呢，他们在那个做游戏。
And they go, they're doing all three at the same time.
所以呢。他就是有三个这样的东西，他同时做玩着三个东西。
Sometimes the video game becomes a card game.
然后呢，他的这个有的时候他的这个游戏啊，成为这个开车游戏。
These people are addicted.
然后人们就是完全是上瘾了，游戏上瘾。
Krishna save them.
啊，Krishna 拯救他们吧。
They're totally hooked into cyber illusion.
他们完全的。掉入了深深的陷入在这种幻想当中
and it's all over the place
他们而且这样的现象是到处都有
two people are walking along the street one's talking on the phone the other's talking on the phone and they have no even talking to each other
然后在街上的时候 有的时候会看见一个人这只手里来着一个电话然后在打电话那只手里同样也拿了一个电话就是这样就同时的打电话
It's not rare, it's common
这样的现象司空见惯
We become so impersonal
所以他们变得如此的非人格
Through the kindness of technology
所以我们可以看到这个科技的仁慈所在
And a new device comes out and a million zillion people go out and buy the new device to check out the new thing
然后呢，他们就不断不断的，出这种新产品，人们不断的去购买。
And this is economic development.
这就是他们的经济的发展。
And China is not free from all of that disease.
那么实际上是呢，中国也没有从这种疾病当中摆脱出来。
So Prabhupada is making an appeal.
所以呢 ，Prabhupada 在这里发出了恳求。
Engage in these activities of devotional service because it will save us from that.Horrible situation of material existence that's so accelerated.
那么希特帕帕德说，去从事父爱服务，可以把人们从这种可怕的处境当中拯救出来。
Last thing.
还有最后讲到一点。
Prabhupada refers to this word in the verse. Anu Rajata.
那么希特帕帕德在要旨里面。
That means.
这里面提到了一个词。
Anu means to follow.
阿诺的意思是追随。
So we follow with our legs to the holy place.
那么我们要用我们的腿去到圣地。
And if the holy place is too far, then you go to a family's home that has deity.
那么如果这个圣地太遥远的话，那我们就去到拜访那些家里素有神像的家中。
Or come to the temple and see the deity.
或者是来到神庙。拜见神像
And hear the topics of Krishna.
这就是来聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
So you're all the people that are doing all those things because here you are.
所以呢，这就是在座的每一个人所做的事情。
So the people that should be hearing this message, they are here.
所以呢，我们应该，那么人们应该去聆听我们现在所从事的这些活动的信息。
Here's what to do.
那么这就是告诉你怎么办。
Both of us have been speaking on the same point.
那么我们都在说同一个要点。
The Madhyama Adhikari, or the middle stage devotee, takes these wonderful things to other people also.
那么处在中级奉献者二流的奉献者他们把这同样的讯息去传播给其他的人
It's good for us and good for them both
那么不仅对我们有好处对其他的人也有好处
will,
对两者都有好处
It will make us dear to Krishna
这会让我们去成为 Krishna 所亲近的人
It will make us dear to Lord Chaitanya
那么这会让我们受到主 Chaitanya 的恩宠
And if you can become dear to Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Your life is perfect
那么如果当 Krishna 或者 Chaitanya 对你非常亲切的时候你的生命就完美了
So it's a life of responsibility to be a devotee
那么去成为奉献者这是我们一生要负起的职责
Receive
要去接受
and give
并且去给予
and receive and give
不断的接收不断的给予
and receive and receive and give and give
不断的接收接收接收再不断的给予给予给予
and your spiritual life will grow
这样呢你的灵修就会逐渐的成长
And you'll get spiritual strength by doing that.
通过这么做，你就会得到灵性的力量。
And other people will get also spiritual strength from your spiritual strength.
那么人们就会从你的这种灵性的力量当中吸取到灵性的力量，得到灵性的力量。
That's the conclusion of this chapter.
这就是这个诗节的结束所说到的。
So we can end or take 5 minutes for questions.
那么我们现在结束之前还有5分钟，这5分钟可以用来回答问题。
好，要紧。今天我们是要离开这个地方，就是我们离开以前呢，就是祈求您给我们一个训示，因为您是主克里希那最爱的，也是您是最爱主克里希那的，就是您先给我们一个训示。以后我们底下还有几个问题需要你给我们解答一下。
Maharaj, today we are leaving now. So before we leave, we would like to ask you and give us instruction because we are very dear to Krishna and Krishna is very dear to you. So please, and then.
How far away do you live?
And 你家住的多远？
离这儿你有。大概公共汽车需要八个多小时。
8 hours.
8 hours.
啊，方便，方山东。哈哈哈哈哈哈。First, he asked your instructions. He had several questions he would like to ask you.
Do you have Prabhupada's books in your home?
你在家里有是Prabhupada的书籍吗？
You?
Yes.
How, in the course of 1 week, how much time do you read Prabhupada's books?
那么按照一个礼拜来计算的话，你一个礼拜花多长时间阅读十帕帕的书籍？
我们在家里因为什么？我们是从事这个管理苹果树的，所以有时候
不，你一个礼拜花多少个小时来阅读十帕帕的书籍？
有时候多，有时候少，可能有时候是
就是不忙的时候
能多一些，
忙的时候
Sometimes they're very busy, so take less time.
That doesn't answer the question.
那还没有回答完这个问题呢。
We're all busy.
我们都挺忙的。
Maharaj, are you busy?
Maharaj, 你忙吗
？I'm very busy too.
我也是非常忙的。
Anybody here not busy?
在此不忙的人举手。
因为我们阅读书的时候少，有时候我们
就是
在网上
阅读。回答你的问题，一个礼拜多长时间阅读书的Prabhupada的书？
大概一个多小时吧。
一个礼拜，一个礼拜加起来一个小时吗？
不，
每天是吧？
对。
Every day maybe 1 hour. Every day.
Every day, 1 hour. Done! Maintain that standard nicely.
那你就继续的维系好，你继续做，你每个礼拜每天阅读一个小时的书籍。
And here's a suggestion.
那么这里有一个建议。
This young lady is going to be.Starting a systematic study of Prabhupada's devotional teachings for the Beijing area.
啊，这个年轻这个女士啊，就是她指的是我。她说她会现在准备系统的去学习师的帕帕德的这些奉爱的书籍。
I gave her some material to help her begin.
我现在一开始呢，就是给了她提供了一些资料，让她做好准备。
Study that's guided will be even better than just study.
那么实际上是你去教授研究，去研读，甚至。
学习能指导别人，
比指导别学习指导别人比自己学习更有帮助。
再指导
自己
学习更好。
So, This goes for everybody here.
实际上是这对每一个人都是这样。
And everybody that isn't here. And also everybody not here.
然后那些没有在这里的人也是这样。
And there's some devotees from Shanghai and far away places.
然后还有奉献者是从上海远道而来的。
I would very much like to see the devotees in China become nicely grounded in Prabhupada's teachings.
所以呢，我非常就是，如果中国的这些奉献者们非常研读，非常好的去研读释迦帕帕德的书籍，并且扎根于此，这是我非常高兴。
So much strength will come from that. Spiritual strength will come from that.
那么从通过这样去做，一个人就会得到这种灵性的力量。
So, although I'm saying this to you personally.Can be for everybody.
那么实际上，我不仅仅是对你个人这么说，实际上这是对所有人这么说。
When this class begins,
当这样的课程开始的时候
，She'll try to do it in such a way that people that are in a distant place they can also take part.
那么这样也应该就是说，让那些离北京非常远的其他的人也能够参加这样的课程。
This is a good use of technology.
那么这就是对这个高科技很好的运用方法之一。
So find out from her how you can, you know, when she's going to begin sometime beginning of next year.
那么可能会在明年的时候会开始，然后你试图就是跟她联系联系。
And try to participate on a regular basis.
然后呢，就是经常就是找出时间来去参加这样的课程。
Systematically study Prabhupada's books under a good teacher.
要在这个很好的优秀的老师的指导下。去非常系统的去研究释迦帕帕德的书籍，学习释迦帕帕德的书籍。
Your whole life will change.
那么你整个一生就会发生改变。
And you'll become a good instrument to change the lives of others.
那么你会成为一个很好的工具，能够去改变其他人的人生。
OK，
好吗？
哎，可是，释迦帕帕提。But we don't have time. You can come forward and we'll come.
Ah, you can come here now.
But others have to go to follow their schedule.
其他人就该做什么就做什么吧。
这是谁的？很密麻麻的。
你说吧。
啊，但我们这个旅行，这个不仅是这个旅行，是就是航空公司的
火气的啊。
啊，我很荣幸，咱们开始。
买花，要不然就没有了，没有。